do, and those lessons most of the time have nothing to do with your parenting.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are many parents can tell you that they did everything right, that they were there for their children, that they didn't abuse them, and they didn't have a broken home, and they fed them every day, and they did everything, leave it to Beaver. Uh-huh. Okay, they did everything by the book, and their child's in prison for murder. Okay, so there is no formula, even though we like to pretend there is a formula. There is no formula. All you can do is the best you can do. That's all you can do. It's the best you can do. All you can do is the best you can do. All you can do is the best you can do. Now, you can tell whether or not you think you're doing the best you can do by how much guilt you feel about what's going on. If you feel a lot of guilt, then you don't feel like you did. A parent that really feels like they've done the best they can do, when something happens to their child, they may still be helpful to their child, but they're not blaming themselves because they say, well, I know I did the best I could do. But if you don't think you're doing the best you can do, then you have a tendency to blame yourself for how things turn out, even though that still is, you're still not responsible.
Can you speak at the next PTA meeting?
I just do the best I can do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of times people say this to me, why don't you come speak to this group of speakers? It's a world of difference between speaking to a group of people who are coming to listen to you of their own accord because the spirit within them sent them, and you going to talk to a group of people who wonder who the hell you are and why did you show up? You know, it is. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. And so I would much rather the people that send them to me if they want to come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's keep going. Was that helpful, Judy?
That was great. Thank you.
Okay. Here's the other thing. The other thing I kept reinforcing in the minds of my children as much as I could when they were growing up was that they can make mistakes. Mistakes are for correction, but they're not sinful and they're not guilty and they're not inherently flawed. So the idea of their innocence was the main thing. You know, like when I would have to talk to my son, I was called over one time to talk to only one time in the whole time he grew up that I had to ever go talk to anybody. I think he's like in the sixth grade or something. And I went over there and to the school, and you know, he was all crying and terrified. You know, that's about terrifying as it gets for a little kid. It's for their daddy to come over to the school, you know. And so I just kind of sat there with him for a minute, and he was all, you know, trembling and stuff. You know, and the first thing, you know, I asked him, I said, you know, how do you feel? Do you like the way you feel? You know, I said, you're innocent. I said, the first thing, let me get this straight before we even get into this conversation. I said, the first thing I want you to know is that I love you and you're innocent and there's nothing you can ever do that can ever change my love for you. That's done. So that's not an issue here. But how do you feel? Do you like the way you feel? Do you like this fear? Do you like this confusion? Do you like this? And he was like, no, I don't like this. I said, well, you know, that's what I want you to get in touch with. That the way that you feel right now, you know, if you don't want to feel that feeling, then let me give you some tips about what to do. You know, and we had that conversation, and I never, from the time he was in junior high school, college, to this day, I've never, you know, a few times with mothers, you need to talk to him, you know, then we go for a walk, and I talk to him. But again, I would always make him aware of the fact that the love that we had between us was not at stake. It was about what it was saying here. Do you like the way you feel? Is this helping you achieve your goal? Do you really want peace? Do you really want support? Do you really want love? You know, well, then you want to go in the direction of what's helpful for you. Now, I was able to do that with my son. I'm not saying that you'd be able to do it. You know, you may have Chucky. I don't know, you know. But some people have children from hell, you know. So, I mean, like, there's no such thing as hell, but it seems like it with your children, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we have to have extreme external circumstances to produce the internal shift within ourselves. And sometimes having children that are very, very challenging changes the parent. Yes. It makes the parent more humble. It makes the parent more open. It makes the parent a little bit softer. It makes, so a lot of times, you know, I would have to go. I know this is bothering me, and I'm going through a lot of pain with my child right now. But these changes are helpful. I may not feel like it, but I need to claim it for myself. I need to claim that these changes are helpful. And my child has given me another opportunity to practice the truth, because I got to see if I'm going to exclude my child from this truth, or am I going to incorporate my child in this truth? Am I going to exclude my job, my financial situation, my relationships from the truth, or am I going to include it in the truth? Because that's what the Course says. It becomes difficult when you don't want to apply to every situation because you think you're going to lose. So what they're doing is providing you with an opportunity to practice the truth as best you can. Now, a lot of times people say, tell me something to do as far as behavior is concerned in a situation. I can't tell you what to do as far as behavior in a situation. What the Course gives us are attitudes. It's attitudinal healing. It's not behavioral healing. It's telling you that, like when I walk in and I say, I love you, you're innocent, you know, you're not guilty, that was an attitude. And then from that particular attitude, I listened to what the Holy Spirit told me in that instant, and I tried to act from that as best I could. So what you want to do is get to the state of mind which the Course attitudes, like God is the strength in which I trust, my goal is really peace. Okay, that takes you to the state of mind. And then once you get to the state of mind in terms of the attitude that you want to take, that opens you up to hearing what your individual guidance will be in that moment. Therefore, I can't tell you how to act. Yeah. I can't tell you what to do. I can give you suggestions about attitudes to take to receive your guidance about what to do.
Cool.
Okay? The ego is about behavior. Spirit is about content. Spirit is about attitude. We as human beings are about behavior. And it's at the behavioral level that you don't really change anything. You can make me behave, you know, like I like you, but doesn't have anything to do with me liking you. So just because I'm behaving a certain way doesn't mean, and I can love you and behave opposite. So sometimes I can really care about you, and sometimes it seems like in my behavior I don't. Like to a child, a lot of times when parents are behaving the way a parent should behave, that's when the child is most accusing you of not loving them, when you actually being more loving than if you behaved the way they wanted you to behave. So it's not about behavior. It's about, is this helpful or not? I want my child to have peace. Is this helpful or not? With me?
Yes.
All right, so much for getting through this whole thing. That's okay. We get this. It's always perfect. It's always perfect. Okay, I'm going to do the period of relinquishment. Okay, what's valuable?
What I want.
What's going to help you? What's going to help you reach your goal? Right. And if you're going through a lot of external changes in your life right now, why are you going through those external changes?
Because they don't have value anymore.
Or an internal change. Right. Because I'm not doing it internally, so I'm going to create a situation on the outside that'll bring me to that realization. You know, if I got to learn, if I don't love unconditionally from the inside, I'll continually attract people, situations, and circumstances that force me to love unconditionally. Isn't it a bummer?
Yeah.
it's like almost like ordering them up. It's like as soon as I won't do it on the inside, I'm pretty much guaranteed. Like if I won't.